all of this turmoil in Egypt could actually benefit Iran in a couple of different ways. I mean, some experts are saying that Iran is really welcoming Mubarak's departure in the hope that maybe eventually his leadership and or whoever replaces him might eventually give way to some kind of a more Islamist oriented political regime there, something that may be kind of more in line with the fundamentalist approach that they've taken to Islam and are governing their country with. And also they're looking to maybe see if any void that is left might be filled by someone who's not so closely aligned with the United States. So they're really welcoming this as an opportunity to kind of exert, more of a fundamentalist influence in the region. Iran does have agents in every country in the Middle East, and there's no doubt that there are some Iranian agents in Egypt, just at least trying to see how the winds are blowing here. So Iran really does stand to gain from possibly gaining some influence in the region because of this situation.
And I was reading a lot, Jerusalem, Israel, very concerned about what's going on because if there was a Iranian-like or a state to form right next door, really concerning for them, of course.
Well, if you're an Israeli security official, you're planning for things now that you were not planning for a week ago, or certainly 2 weeks ago. Right now, you've got major instability in Egypt, which is a key guarantor of Israel's border with Egypt, where Hamas has gotten some of its weapons through there from Iran, of course, and Egypt has helped to block that and to block the pipeline of weapons and other material to terrorists and other people in Gaza. So that's a concern for Israel. Now that there's instability in Egypt, could some of those weapons be getting through? Could Israel's border with Egypt be threatened? Now you've got King Abdullah in Jordan desperately trying to get ahead of any possible turmoil in his country by appointing a new prime minister. But still, there are probably going to be protests in Jordan on Friday. Jordan, right on Israel's border, another friendly neighbor who's helped to mediate the disputes between Israel and the Palestinians, as Egypt has. So you've got those two countries on Israel's border, and lo and behold, on their northern border, Lebanon, where a prime minister who's backed by Hezbollah has just taken office. So Israel right now is basically being threatened on all sides and is really sweating this out.
And aside from implications for world politics, there are some real implications for us in terms of oil prices. But also, I was reading the percentage of trade that goes through the Suez Canal. This is an important country on so many levels.
It really is, Chris. I mean, there's a large percentage of oil and other goods that travel through the Suez Canal. Now, a lot of the oil goes the other way from the Persian Gulf and won't necessarily be affected by this, but there is still a lot of oil that travels through Suez, a lot of other goods that go through Suez and into the Mediterranean to head toward Europe, to head toward the United States. The Suez area has slowed down. I don't know if it's completely shut down, but it's not functioning the way it normally does. So that's a real concern. I mean, if you talk about Iran and the effect there, this does affect Iran as well. Iran benefits from this from an oil-producing standpoint. Oil's now gone above $100 a barrel because of this instability in Egypt. That benefits Iran. Iran earns about 80% of its hard currency earnings from crude oil revenues. So this all benefits Iran. And again, it hurts the United States and Europe because oil prices are going up. This instability is driving prices way, way up from the Middle East.
And it's funny because a couple weeks ago we were talking about Tunisia, and I actually got a couple people who sent me, why are we talking about Tunisia? And it's amazing how this has spread throughout that region and so quickly.
It is a combustible region. And, Chris, you and I, we were talking, 2 weeks ago about Tunisia?
Yeah.
And about, we were saying the same thing. There are a lot of people out there who don't care, who don't think Tunisia is important. Well, guess what? Turn on CNN, and you can now find out why Tunisia is important.
And this
is a very, very combustible region, and these places are all very close together.
And have you ever seen, I don't ever remember seeing this stuff spread so quickly where it just goes country to country to country. And I don't know whether it's a technology that makes people able to share this stuff very quickly or it's just remarkable the pace. You have to keep CNN all the time because things change so quickly.
Yeah, we hope you do keep CNN all the time for our ratings, of course, but it does help to to kind of keep pace with what's going on, because it is hard to keep pace. As you mentioned, the social media just takes off like wildfire. It's instantaneous communication. Now, in Egypt and some of these other places, social media gets shut down in situations like this. You know, there's a day of rage planned for Syria on Saturday. That was kind of set up, I believe, through Facebook, at least partially through Facebook. And Facebook is kind of, I believe it's either shut down or it's being banned from Syria. So, you know, these regimes do take steps to try to shut it off, but you can't shut it off completely. And people do have other ways of organizing these protests, and they're doing so. They've done it in Yemen. They're doing it in Jordan, probably on Friday, in Syria on Saturday. Yemen's president now says he's not going to return to office after his term expires in 2013. This is really spreading. It is a huge, huge security concern for the U.S. and its allies.